Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules here are very simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where it'll be a last-minute addition to the ballot in the Republican primary race. I'm Joel, a man who puts the horse into two-horse race, and across from me it's John Harris, a man who devastatingly and remarkably coincidentally started a MAGA cat business in 2014. And sadly, John, the marvellous Andre Giant Association did have to dissolve shortly after 2016, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Just...
What are the chances?
I got incredibly rich out of it, but I'm not happy. Okay?
John, would you like a film idea from me? Here's one from Con. The day after tomorrow doesn't really work for me. Can we look at next week?
Postponing the apocalypse.
Which apocalyptic event would you most likely be able to postpone yourself, do you think?
The bit where they blow up the White House in Independence Day, sort of just text the aliens, say, "Just we've got the plumber."
Is that an apocalypse?
I just feel like there needs most apocalypses are acts of God. Oh, unless we text God, unless we call God, and we just say, "Come on, mate."
You say a little prayer.
Say a little prayer for you,
dear God. The day after tomorrow doesn't really work for me. Can we look at next week? If and he says, "Sure thing, buddy. I won't freeze the entire planet until next week." What would you do in the intervening 7 days?
Well, that's the thing. I think, you know, there's a big part of me that thinks,
bring it on now.
Yeah, I'm like, what's another week going to do?
I'm not going to have a laugh in the next 7 days.
It's going to be really sad. Those 7 days.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be going around.
Would you rather, the world's going to end in 7 days, would you rather only you knew or everyone knew?
Ooh. Only I knew, right? Is that ignorance is bliss for everyone else? Like, it's unpreventable.
I think it probably is.
It's unpreventable. There's no way that if everyone knew, some science boffins could sort it.
No.
Fine. Then I think ignorance is bliss. But I would...
You would take that burden on yourself.
Because then if you do that and then you tell anyone, they're just going to be like, sure.
Yeah, they would.
Sure thing, John.
But it would be strange. It would be very strange to, like, be buying, like, your partner said, oh, we need potatoes for dinner tonight. And you're just, then you're in Asda buying potatoes thinking,
you're looking at the
fucking world's going to end tomorrow.
You're looking at the Best Buy date being like, they'll be gone before then.
Yeah. God, yeah, we'll never, this date will literally never happen.
One thing I would do is maybe like the day before I'd just tell like one person, just so that when it happens, mm-hmm. I could be like, see, told you so.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'd happily be that person.
Told you.
Joel, the world's going to end in 5 minutes.
And that your last words were like, oh, yeah, it is.
Cool. All right, mate. Yeah. We're still recording on Monday, or is this a way of telling me you don't want to do the podcast anymore?
Oh, that you could have a really good week because you could go absolutely nuts getting all the loans, sort of promising you'll pay people in 10 days' time.
Yeah.
And then the world doesn't end. And that's the film, is you've just amassed so much debt because you thought the world was going to end. Now you have to deal with life.
And John, because you're the person who knows exactly when the world's going to end, you could guarantee that this podcast is the last thing that's ever broadcast.
Ooh.
You could maybe you could, where is it in on Earth where they're broadcasting out into space? Maybe you could dedicate your week, instead of spending a week with your loved ones, with your partner, children and family, you could spend that week trying to break into NASA and playing our podcast into the big space pipe.
Big space pipe.
So that when these sounds eventually reach space, the last communication from planet Earth heard by another life form is, hello and welcome to the Dream Factory. Pretty good. I mean, you'd be shot in the head, I think, as you did it, but what a legacy.
To the aliens.
And then the aliens, the last communication, and forever, like, there'll be a civilization out there being like, what the fuck were they trying to tell us?
They'll be worshipping
30
us.
Seconds before the world ended, they were talking about gooseberries. A little callback to last week's episode there.
What about...
Do you know what? If you can't buy gooseberries in a supermarket, the world might as well fucking end, as far as I'm concerned. Give me an idea.
What about this one from Martin? Out of Africa, the harrowing and definitely not exaggerated story of a stock outage in a Lynx deodorant factory.
It's good stuff. Now, are people seriously wearing Lynx in the year of our Lord 2024?
I'm not, but here's my hot take, Joel. I don't think Africa smells that bad. I just think we associate it with smelly people.
Yeah, John, I've got an even hotter take. Are you ready? So much so that I've lent into the microphone so that I don't my neighbours don't hear me, fully aware that this is available publicly. Although if I open my window, more people might hear it that way. At Christmas, I got a classic shower gel and deodorant Lynx gift set from a relative. And I thought, fine, I'll chuck that in my gym bag and I'll use it exclusively for a post-gym shower and deode.
Yeah.
John, I look forward to that shower and that post-gym deode every time. It smells fantastic.
You've literally gone 180.
But I'm trapped. I can't become a Lynx guy. I'm 32.
No.
I've done a decade on the original source at this point. I've eschewed, you know, I'm wearing Dove. The products I'm wearing are kind to the skin. They're, broadly speaking, quite unisex in their odour.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I don't know what it is that they're doing at the Lynx factory. Is it the pheromones? I'm putting that Lynx on. I feel $1 million.
So what you...
I don't know.
What you need to do...
What am I supposed to do?
You dress up as an old lady and you go to Superdrug every sort of month or so and you buy the gift box saying, it's for my grandson.
You cannot buy those gift boxes outside of November and December. There's no way. But what I was thinking is, you know, in an American teen movie, they'll hold a textbook, and within that textbook, they'll be reading Playboy.
Mm.
We all know that image, don't we? Someone's pretending to read a book, and inside the folds of that book, there's a sexy nudie lady.
For sure.
Or some sort of illicit material. I need to figure out how to get the gas from a Lynx can into a more socially acceptable can. Or I need to start printing my own at-home labels. And just tricking the world into thinking that I'm not wearing Lynx all the time.
It's not Lynx. That's what it's called.
Happy for the podcast to be sponsored by Lynx.
Oh, let's do it. We can bring it back to the masses.
We could bring Lynx back.
Can I, just out of interest, do you know what scent specifically was in your gift set for Christmas?
Well, I was just gonna play a little game with you. Do you know what I've done? I've Googled types of Lynx, and that has given me some big cats.
Yeah, because it's Axe.
It's predominantly given me big cats, most of which live in Africa, coincidentally. It's not Lynx Jungle Fresh. It's not Lynx Africa. It's not Lynx Java. It's not Lynx Epic Fresh. It's not Lynx Ice Chill.
Oh, yeah, we've all had an ice chill.
It's not Lynx Body Spray Excite. It's not Lynx Body Spray Excite XL. It's not Lynx Body Spray Black. It's not... It's not Lynx Leather and Cookies.
Oh, that doesn't sound nice. No offense.
But aren't you desperate to smell
that? Yeah.
And it's not Lynx Dark Temptation. I think it might be Lynx Gold.
Oh, always believe in your soul. Yeah.
So that might be where I'm going, right? But I do... Imagine if you became a Lynx Leather and Cookies guy.
Do you think... You know, like at universities, they used to...
Who's that for?
You know, well, to me, it sounds like something from... Anchorman, doesn't it? My apartment smells of leather and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at university, there used to be like the Red Bull guy. There was always someone who was like sponsored by Red Bull, just to give out Red Bull all the time and drive a Red Bull car. We could be the Lynx guys for that. We'll get Lynx cars.
We could just go around spraying guys. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Also, you know, they've made the BlackBerry movie. They've made a Tetris movie. You know, it's not that out of possibility to make
it. We want the Lynx story.
Lynx story. Brackets.
I'm all over it.
They'll have to redub it for... all other territories that every time they say Lynx, it goes X every time he says it.
What would you call it? Lynx Adventure?
The very...
Lynx Awakening, Lynx... the origin story.
Perfect.
Come on. Hey, how about this one from Tony? Alien Ant Farm versus Predator, the ultimate battle of the band sat in a South America jungle. Is there a band called Predator? It doesn't sound good.
Predator, yeah. The thing is, I think in the eight...
I'm sending my kids to see this new band.
I think until about 10, 15 years ago, Predator would have been a very cool name for a band. But nowadays, it's bad. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, there's an iconic, one of the, arguably the greatest ever football boot is the Predator. And no one has connotations with that, I guess. So it, maybe it works.
Also, I love Alien Ant Farm versus Predator. There's this weird thing that's happening on Twitter where there's a big reappraisal of their cover of Smooth Criminal. Yeah, like a big...
Because it's a banger.
Because it's a banger, 100%. But I would also like to say they actually also made some good songs of their own. I had that album. It was great. Movies, other ones.
Movies and the other ones, they're good. Do you know what? I've got a very, very, very similar... Sometimes I get such deja vu when we're talking on this podcast because we've said everything at this point. I have very similar feelings towards the band Wheatus.
Yeah, so similar era.
But also very similarly, did a brilliant cover. They covered A Little Respect by Erasure. True. I also owned their album and would say they had a lot of great songs.
Here we go. It's a real...
There you go.
It's an era...
Teenage Dirtbag and the other ones.
It's an era for me where, like, I would come home from school and I'd just put on music channels and watch them for hours. Like, I would watch music
videos.
You'd
put on
videos.
Your big baggy shorts and your wallet with your chain.
I'd be watching music videos for hours. From the second I got home until dinner, I'd just be watching music videos.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just flick through the channels indiscriminately, basically. It was so much fun.
Also, linking this back to last week's episode where we used the Adrian aliens pun, it could be Adrian versus Predator, where Adrian Charles goes and hunts paedophiles.
That's good. I was also thinking Alien versus Predator, where David Beckham in football boots tries to take down Alien.
Very good.
Which would also be pretty good.
Again, like last time we talked about Beckham in an action film, I'm sure one of the sports brands did it in the 90s at some point.
Yeah, there would have been an Alien versus Predator Nike ad, I'm sure. Or Adidas ad, I'm sure.
What about this one from Joe? Mean Girls. Mean Girls, but it's Gru / Steve Carell.
Right. Okay.
Because...
Do you know, I don't know, did I 2 weeks ago the film Mode Girls? I was going to do a really terrible gag where 2 weeks in a row I was going to do Mode Girls, then Median Girls.
Well,
and then finish on Mean Girls.
Mike is in my big pile of ideas. Mike has sent Mean Girls, which is a film about the statistically most average girl you can imagine. I didn't pick it.
Yeah, that seems... No, fair enough.
Because I just thought, what conversation can we have about that film?
What are we going to say?
It isn't incredibly misogynistic.
Your mum. yeah, fair enough. Mean Gruels. So I am so not au fait with Gru and the Minions. I've never seen a minute of Minion content. I've not seen Despicable Me. It's just outside of my wheelhouse. I think it falls in a period where I wasn't watching children's films because I was a child. And I wasn't watching them because I'd grown up enough to appreciate them. I think they all exist in a world where I probably wasn't watching any children's films. So I can't really offer you anything on the Minions or Gru. I've got no idea what any of them are. I don't know what any of the little fellas' names are or really what their whole scene is. But you must be watching Minions all the time. Your world
Bob,
must be full Kevin, of Minions.
Kevin, Stu. I know all the Minions.
Yeah, and all three of your sons watch it, don't they? Stupid joke.
Very good. No. We have fun here. Yeah, he's obsessed with the Minions at the minute. They are funny. They're big yellow guys and they do slapstick.
It's very like slapstick. Yeah, slapstick's great. I'm into it. Okay, well, it's just one of the Minions have to go to school. that probably already exists, isn't it? Isn't there a Minion prequel isn't there a Despicable Me prequel?
There is both a Minions and a Despicable Me prequel.
Fucking hell. How many are
there?
So
there's Minions and then there's Minions The Rise of Gru, which is where they first encounter Gru.
Yes.
So yeah, and then there are three, I think, or four normal Despicable Me movies. I think there's five or six in total films.
Six films in total?
I think. Yeah, so it's Mean Girls, but the main character isn't played by Lindsay Lohan. She is played by a minion and they sort of indoctrinate this minion into the Mean Girls crew.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Speaking of film franchises where there's one too many, Stu gives us Fast and Furious Presents Nosferatu. The Rock and Jason Statham have to take down the world's oldest and now, thanks to a souped-up, tinted window-having hearse, fastest threat.
Right. So
it's really good.
So, yeah, that was posted on Twitter, and then Daniel commented on that one saying, I would 100% see this. And I said, yeah, I think this one just goes in the good ideas pile.
Legitimately good idea. We've talked extensively about how Fast and the Furious are desperately looking for what happens next because they've been to space. And I can't remember what we decided last time. Was it time travel?
Time travel.
That, like, time travel is probably going to happen. So some sort of supernatural creature could totally happen.
Because is it Universal? And Universal were trying to get their Dark Universe off. Why don't you put the Dark Universe in the Fast and Furious?
Absolutely perfect. They couldn't get the Dark Universe off the ground. And so they need to include these properties. They need to soft launch.
Joe, I've just realised this is literally a real life Wacky Races at the end of the day. That's what we're making here, isn't it?
Godzilla's in a tiny little go-kart. It's good. This is Wacky. Yeah, Wacky Races with the Dark Universe.
I love it.
The Invisible Man. You've got the Invisible Man, you've got the Mummy, you've got Godzilla.
A werewolf.
Nosferatu. There's some sort of werewolf and, I don't know, Captain Nemo. Is he one of them? Or is he from the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Who knows?
And then The Rock and Jason Statham.
But look, I'm there day one. Bring it on.
And they've got a race across a continent to get, I don't know, there's some sort of objective at the end. I'm not sure what it is. But they need to get to it quick.
Some sort of... Why would all of them...
Well, it's going to be like a silver bullet, a crucifix. There's going to be the means to kill these Dark Universe creatures. And they need to race across the world getting to them before the creatures themselves get to them.
Love it. And there's like the Ark of the Covenant or sort of the Holy Grail there as well.
Yeah, ideal.
It's like a horror film.
Really
in
fantastic
it.
Idea.
I think my toddler child is trying to get in the room that I'm recording in, but he can't. So I just hear the handle crack.
Please feed me.
I'll be back. I'll be out in 5 minutes. Keep that all in. I will.
Hey John. Would you like one from
yes,
me?
Yes, please.
Madagascar Face, an animated children's romp about a drug kingpin.
And he's a tiger.
Sometimes I think of one and I think there's no way we haven't done Madagascar Face.
I don't think we have, mate. I think he's not a tiger, he'd be a lion or a zebra or a hippopotamus.
I think it's a children's film about a cocaine empire.
Perfect. Are they calling it cocaine?
Yeah,
it's like
Sing. You know Sing? So Madagascar doesn't quite work in this instance because they exist in the human world. But in a film like Sing or Zootropolis... No, isn't Zootropolis about the police?
Yeah.
So it's a sequel to Zootropolis where they're trying to bring down a notorious coke dealer.
Perfect. You've done it. Love it.
There's some sort of cartoon drug, you know? You know like how in Star Wars they're all smoking death sticks?
Oh, yes.
You need a children's film-friendly drug cartel.
Sherbet.
Yeah.
What about this one from me? Poor Things. It's that film by Yorgos Lanthimos, but they're sponges.
Poor
Things. P-O-R-E. They're like porous.
Porous Things.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
It's nice. Willem Dafoe creates SpongeBob SquarePants.
There we go.
That's great because he's trying to. He creates Emma Stone's character from, you know, various body parts. He gets kitchen sponges and he animates and he creates SpongeBob SquarePants, and it's about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Perfect. Yorgos.
Tortured existence in the real
Yorgos,
world.
Yorgos, bring it to us. I think he could do it.
Well, inevitably, the big IP holders, they come after all the good guys in the end, right?
True.
So Greta Gerwig did it with Barbie. I reckon the guys at Nickelodeon are tapping up Yorgos Lanthimos as we speak to make the next SpongeBob movie.
Oh.
Do you think he'd say no? Do you think if Nickelodeon said, here's £10 million to make a SpongeBob film, you can do whatever you
say,
want, he would do
you
it.
You just bring us a finished film in a year's time, then I think he would.
Yeah.
No studio into sort of...
I'd do it. If I was... that's why I haven't got any sort of power, I guess. If I was in a position of power like that, that's exactly why I would do silly things like that all the time. There you go.
The Hollywood is relieved.
Hollywood's relieved that I don't hold the keys yet. Anyway, John, good stuff. Which was your favourite of all the film ideas we pitched today?
Nosferatu. Easy.
Nosferatu, legitimately fantastic, Stu. That is, you know, that's a once in a generation Dream Factory idea. Congratulations. And if you think you can top it, tweet us, email us, dreamfactorypod@gmail.com, or on all the Twitter socials, etc. Let us know. And John, we'll see you on the other side of the music. Hi, John.
Hello,
so,
mate.
John, we actually recorded last week's episode about 10 minutes ago. So have you seen anything interesting in the last 10 minutes that you'd like to recommend?
I just wanted to know if you've seen this Powell World stuff.
Do you know what? No, I haven't actually looked into it properly yet. But I seem to remember hearing about it a while ago, that there's a fake Pokemon game out there. And some of them look...
insanely similar.
Outrageously. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. It sort of looks like Pokemon with guns.
Yeah, which I don't mind. Am I gonna get it? Apparently, it sold 5 million copies in 3 days. But is this like a case where the Pokemon games are notoriously not great, and very glitchy? So there is probably an appetite for this sort of thing.
Well, that's what people are saying.
For people that don't know, there is a rip-off Pokemon game that's been released, and it sold millions of copies. And it is outrageous how similar it is in theme and look and everything to Pokemon.
Yeah, and they're sort of, the company's getting a lot of pushback for it, but. And then loads of the fans of this new game are like, well, that teaches Nintendo for not making a good Pokemon game.
Yeah, I kind of see it. Are you going to play it? Or are you worried that, you know, you'll get a cease and desist from Nintendo and they'll... Didn't they sue someone and that person has to pay like a percentage of their earnings forever?
I think you can say that because I think that's something that objectively happened.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
someone that hacked them and leaked something, and he now has to pay like a percentage of his income in perpetuity. So yeah, I would be scared to play Power Well.
Like with the windows closed and stuff. Curtains closed.
Power World is described as a multiplayer monster collecting game with open world survival elements. Players, known as POW Tamers, travel around a large map battling human foes and creatures known as... POW World is so crap.
Yeah,
name, isn't
it's
it?
Not good.
It's proper. We've got we're not going out of Pokemon. We've got Pokemon at home sort of stuff, isn't it? But yeah, I'm intrigued. I might play it. Maybe I'll play it in incognito mode.
Well, as this comes out, you'll be in Boston. I hope you're having a lovely time, Joel. Next week, we've got an episode with Dr. Scroobius Pip. So that's exciting.
Phenomenal. Can't wait.
Hopefully.
We need to up our games.
We haven't recorded it yet, so hopefully it happens.
If not, I'll just do a Pip impression.
Perfect.
And no one will know. I did that on a couple of his tracks on the last album that he released because he wasn't feeling very well. So it's fine. I can do it. I'm capable.
Let's get out of here.
All right, mate. Let's come back same time next week, but with a special guest.
Bye!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.